You know, I like to regularly talk about things that are going on over at Texas A&M that have nothing to do with athletics because there is so much. Now, this is a subject that a lot of people don't like to talk about, but it has to be, especially in dealing with Veterans Affairs. This is kind of a scary number, but the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says that on average, 18 veterans each day commit suicide. Well, there's a couple of Aggie professors that are wanting to do something about that, and they have been doing research, important research. Timothy Elliott is a counseling psychology professor at Texas A&M, and collaborating on research about this with Elliott is Edgar Villarreal, a doctoral student in the Department of Educational Psychology. Over the last 2 years, Villarreal has worked with the VA's Mental Illness Research, Education, and Clinical Center in Denver, Colorado, which specializes in suicide prevention. Villarreal also has been helping the MIRREC create a database to track suicidal behavior, diagnostic factors to reveal the risk of suicide for those veterans with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, or both. A lot of these suicides obviously are coming from veterans with recent war zone service in Iraq or Afghanistan. Says Villarreal, veterans who are at high risk for suicide had PTSD. Those who had PTSD and traumatic brain injury were also at risk for suicide, but not as much as those who had PTSD alone. Now, with so many new veterans into the VA system and the mental health issues some of them face, researchers and clinicians are looking for new and more effective ways. That, according to Elliott. Elliott says the Department of Veterans Affairs and Defense are working to integrate the best practices and protocols related to how we treat health problems and how we study them. Earlier this year, Elliott, Villarreal, and other graduate students attended the State of the Art Conference, a two-day event held at the Virginia Rehabilitation Research and Development Office to bring specialists together to address veterans' health issues. Villarreal says given the most recent rash of suicides around the nation, it's clear that suicide has become an issue for both veterans and non-veterans alike. He says, I hope that through my research and the combined efforts of the Department of Veterans Affairs, we can shed light on this phenomenon and help those who suffer in silence. Again, it's something that people don't like to talk about. Research conducted at Texas A&M represents an annual investment of more than $582 million, which ranks third nationally for universities without a medical school and underwrites approximately 3,500 sponsored projects. And that research creates new knowledge that provides basic, fundamental, and applied contributions, resulting in many cases in economic benefit to the state, to the nation, and to the world. I'd like to thank the writer of the article, Kara Sutton Jones, for helping us out with the information on this. And congratulations to both Timothy Elliott and Edgar Villarreal for their work in this very, very important issue. I'm Tom Turbeville, and that is a Bravo Brazos Valley.